Hello, welcome to Swan Song. I don't know what's going on anymore. We just decided to say fuck the hype song because we're already a couple minutes late. XSplit has this cool new feature where when you start local recording, it mutes the stream and you have to record it or start recording prior to going live. So I don't know how we're going to do the different parts here going into hour two, three, and four. Awesome, we might have to take the stream. It's a nice feature. I quite like it. It's good. It's good. Let's play catch up with everyone because it's been a while since we've had an episode. Adam, you played some GTA with the Rockstar community today. How was that?
I did. It was interesting.
Yeah.
They were having the same problems that we did in that, like, connecting to a game. Like, I would say half the time we were online was probably just various people being like, "Can I get an invite? I need to get in this race."
That sucks.
The actual play was really fun. The game looks amazing. I played it with a controller for the driving this time, and it was way less annoying. We were doing a bunch of like community maps and stuff. A few of them were really good. There was this awesome like go-kart thing that we did that I really liked. But
they have go-karts in that game?
Yeah, well, it was like the person made a go-kart map, and we were driving golf carts around on the map. It was pretty funny.
I didn't
a lot
even
of people
know
tipping
existed.
Over.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds great, yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Why is my
I liked your selfies, cool. By the way, from earlier when you were with JP streaming. That was so fucking funny.
That's like my new favorite thing. I'm just gonna join insane matches and I'm just gonna take pictures of everything. Me and Burner Man were tooling around in his plane, I guess, and I was taking pictures of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty funny.
It looks ridiculous.
How long did you guys play? I'm like curious about that because I was originally supposed to be in that.
We played for about 2 hours, and I guess it was like me and Ryan and Caitlin, a bunch of people from the GTA like community, which obviously they were all like level 400 and had all the best.
Yeah, I saw that they had a bunch of levels on us.
Yeah, but a bunch of those guys, and then some of the people at Rockstar. It's pretty funny.
Cool.
It was good. I feel like that game, like, if they put work into fixing the matchmaking and, like, getting people into your game fast, then it'll be really fun. But, until then, it's going to be a little, like, I don't know, you got to be patient.
Yeah. Me and Wheat tried playing over the weekend. I don't know if you ever went back to it, Wheat, but we tried a heist, like, 3 times in a row, and it just kind of, like, didn't work.
Pretty much the same. I mean, when it did work, it was working. But then
sometimes
it would just say, not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was unfortunate.
Yeah. Speaking of playing games with Weed, when are we going to play Heroes? I see you online playing cooperative all by yourself.
I like this.
What? Whoa. I haven't played
Get
Heroes.
Him.
Dude,
Get
I
him.
What?
Mr.
Adam.
Suit Wheat, too busy to play games with low-wheel Adam. Here's the real answer, Adam. Get 3,000 Twitter followers, and then DJ Wheat will have a fucking minute for you, all right?
That's the limit.
I have not played Heroes in a solid 2 weeks.
I know. I saw you a while back.
You've probably seen me on
Twitch people yesterday
playing Hearthstone.
Weed's gonna be like, "Oh, that was Minnie playing on my channel. It wasn't me."
It's cool. It's fine.
In fact, that's actually probably preferable. So Weed, like, when is Minnie gonna play with me and Adam on Heroes?
He hasn't jumped on Heroes yet, you guys. I don't know what's up with that. Not his thing.
Pretty fun. Yeah. I'm surprised at how much I don't hate that game. But if you ever decide to lower yourself to play a game with your poor, pathetic GM, well, I'll be here, man. But
I'm surprised how much I don't hate that game. That is an incredible way to put it.
It's true, though. Like, I went in, I specifically, like, anybody who watched that first episode of me playing it, I was like, I fucking hate MOBAs. I'm terrible at them. I'm going to hate this. Played it a couple times. I was like, this isn't so bad. And now I play it all the time.
It's good. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fighting. I like fighting. Yeah. It's like a MOBA fighting game.
It kind of is, yeah. What do they call it? It's like a something brawler, arena brawler.
God, what?
Not MOBA.
Call it anything?
No, it's not a MOBA.
Not a MOBA.
No. Wait,
did Skype just like drop all the video for a half second and then bring it all back? Or am I like high on Subway sandwiches right now? What the fuck was that?
God, I didn't see anything.
Subway sandwich.
I'm going to watch the stream and see if that happened.
Okay.
It totally did happen. I did not... Whatever
it did, I saw it too, man.
Oh shit, there it goes. Okay, yep.
That was weird.
Man.
It's called
Brought
an arena
to you by
brawler,
the movie
I think.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, like heroic or hero brawler or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to watch the Heroes of the Dorm finals are this weekend, and Artosis and Tasteless are casting a game once again that they've never seen or played. So
no, they're playing a lot of Heroes actually.
Are they really?
They are.
Okay.
They actually are.
All
right. I normally would join right in with you.
I know. I was like, whoa.
I love sell out. I love that those tank casts, man, are some of my favorite. The look on their faces the beginning were like. People were captioning it and shit. It looks so good. They actually know this game. I guess the one that actually kind of didn't was Day 9. I mean, he played the game as well, obviously, and he's just a fucking amazing caster no matter what he does. But he took it on. They were like, hey, you want to cast? He's like, sure, I played it 3 times.
Yeah.
And then he cast in front of everybody and did a pretty good job.
They put him up there with Grubby and Robin or whatever his new Trixler or whatever his new name is. Yeah. Yeah, he did good. I mean, he did like the host role where he just Grubby talked to me about what this actually does. Then it was fine.
D9 could cast. He could cast a game he's never even heard of. They could rip him off the street, throw him down, and he would make it sound good.
That's probably true. So I'm going to be watching that this weekend. I don't even know why we're. Oh yeah, because Wheat still won't play Heroes with you. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Someday, maybe.
Adam, what else?
Snoop Dogg, I think, and I believe Gaben probably just plays up with Gaben.
Yeah. It's true. But he plays with the name reversed, so no one actually knows it's him.
Right.
That's how he gets around that.
Smart.
Yep.
To you.
Exactly. Adam, anything else you've been up to?
Just like desperately awaiting some Swan Song.
Yeah.
You've been looking at my notes and.
I like the segue.
I had to rewrite them. They're all tears.
I like the segue, but we still have to talk to 3 more people, Adam. So.
I was saying, it's fine. Let's move along.
So you fucked it up.
A little bit along.
Steven, you've moved. I see that you haven't fully finished that move yet.
Guys, hang on. Let me. Give me a second. Here we go. Oh, we're taking a trip. Okay.
In before Steven shows us something
embarrassing. You're still right? Like, you're still.
Oh, my God. Like,
you have your job.
What? Yeah, of course. No. My work situation hasn't changed. I just moved to a new part of the city. Here's the futon. It's just on its side over there.
Did you move into someone?
You look like you got hit by a hurricane, bro.
My bedroom is back over there. You can actually see the bed. Yeah. It's a super awesome, nice apartment. I'm super, super stoked. And it's right on the canal, the Lachine Canal. So it's gorgeous area and like awesome. So much like outdoorsy space right around it. It's so great. But I've had literally no time because of some overtime at work recently. So, you know, sometime maybe by next week, I'll have this all cleaned up and then actually have a livable bedroom. But until then, it's just cardboard boxes everywhere, man. They're really comfortable for sleeping on, though. You know, really, they support and cushion.
Nice.
I believe it.
Nice. Yeah. You got your new internet as well. How's that?
Yes. It seems as good as the old internet. So, I'm all happy. No, I think it's like 25 down, 10 up or something like that. It's not crazy or anything.
Based on the metric of from Vietnam to middle of the country, where do you...
you know what? I'm straight middle America, you know?
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, there are no worries of Vietnam over here. Okay. So, you know, 2 out of 3 GMs.
There you go.
And if Neil had internet right now, he'd be pissed about that joke.
But. Yeah.
That's true. This is all true statement. I'm trying to think. Are you excited? I guess both is a question for you and Jeff, and maybe for everyone else. Did you guys see the Total War Warhammer announcement?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that cinematic is slick as hell. It looks so good. And the Total War games are so fun, so I can't wait. I think it's going
to
be great.
I didn't care so much for the cinematic. I just wanted to see two giant armies running at each other, like in-game, and that could have been the trailer.
Yep. And then pause. And then zoom in really
zoom
close.
In, yeah.
Like, this guy's about to get owned.
That's going to be...
Fateweaver that came in the smoke out of the book, too. I like that guy's like...
Fateweaver,
they have monsters and bad guys. And, oh, the book turned... And I'm a bad guy. So...
It's just like talking to Sigmar first, right? So, you know, he must have gone a little off the deep end. Right. So,
they did fuck up, guys.
A lot of people
guys.
Think Sigmar is the Emperor, by the way.
Well...
So, I
think that... Isn't... What?
Well,
isn't
that spoiler
humanity?
There's
in
theories.
Yeah.
There's theories. They also think the Fantasy Warhammer is a planet within
the 40K. That's obviously the what's going on here.
That's a prevalent theory I've heard.
It's a shame that Eternal Crusade is going to like send some ships to go destroy the Warhammer planet. That's what the End Times is actually all about.
You guys heard it here first.
Wait, is that actually a theory?
The fuck?
No, yeah. No, that's not actually a theory.
Oh,
Until just now.
Man, this is kind of a cool world.
Warhammer being a planet in the 40K universe is totally a thing.
That's a real thing?
Yep. Yeah, they think that might be the case, yeah.
Yeah, or like another plane, but
it's because all the gods are the same, right? So, yeah, you know.
And they've had, it's pretty funny, they've had crossovers of like Drago is this Grey Knight guy who got sucked into the warp and has been fighting demons for like 20,000 years. It's the most metal thing you've ever heard in your life. and then he actually came out with a codex for Fantasy Warhammer. And they're like, and I peered into the chaos. And I saw a sparkly gray knighted gigantic man doing battle with demons. And everyone's like, that's Drago! Yep. He's fucking stuck there, too!
Oh, interesting.
So they love their little chaos theories and stuff.
Interesting.
Chaos theory.
I see what you did there. Hey,
you.
Well, I'm glad you're all moved in. Glad you got internet, Steven.
Thank you, JP.
Like things are going well.
Yep. Everything's coming up, Millhouse.
There you go. There you go. Wheat, I had something I wanted to talk to you about, but now I don't remember.
I'm sure you did.
How you doing, ma'am? Oh, you're going to Chicago this weekend. That's right.
I'm going to Chicago.
You sound so excited to be going to the Windy City.
I am excited to go, but understand that I'm not excited for the 3 days of work that I will rack up on the tail end of this as a result of going. So
it's fun stuff.
You know, it's mixed emotions.
I see.
You know?
I see.
I don't know what else to say. I haven't been doing much other than working. It's kind of shitty, actually.
Yeah.
But great. Totally great.
We haven't talked in a couple of days. Did they leave the hoodie for you at the office for the Swansong thing?
Oh, I don't know, but I will check. We'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear from them back today.
Okay.
So. Apparently Twitch announced, you guys announced like last week, I guess, with Teespring that they're allowing partners to do hoodies. And I guess a lot of the test prints were used with the Swan Song design logo. They're in the office to like show it off. So there's apparently like, I don't know how many, but there's a handful of hoodies that will only ever be printed with the Swan Song thing on it that are being shipped to me right now. So we'll see how many I get. And I'll send them y'all's way once I
know. I messaged JP. I was like, tell them to leave one for me. That was about it.
I'd wear the shit out of that, yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah,
I have been trying to catch up on some television, though, some movies, you know, stuff like that. So I'm almost through with Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you should watch Bloodlines, by the way. Everyone should watch Bloodlines. It's a good show.
I saw you tweet about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a hard time because they've been fucking Netflix was jamming that shit down my throat for such a long time.
I had never heard of it.
I'm like, whoa, chill your shit, Netflix.
I had never heard crap out of it. Yeah. Then I watched all 10 or I'm on episode 11 of 13. It's really, 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 really tense towards the final.
Oh.
And the show opens up in the sense that you know what is eventually going to happen. It like basically shows you kind of parts from the final is the final episode.
And then unfolds.
And then it goes back and like starts out when everyone's happy.
Kind of. Mm. Oh, and, wow. One of those.
Yeah. But it's good. It's kind of melodramatic, but I'm enjoying it. As long as it doesn't suck as bad as final episode of Daredevil, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. Don't spoil it, but that's I haven't yet watched it. Everyone says they love the show, but then there's a few people said the final episode's pretty poopy.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that at length on Dropped Frames for 5 minutes today. So you can watch that there. We spoiled the shit out of it if you've already watched it. anything else, Sweet?
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
No. If you're gonna be at Chicago, C2E2.
If you're gonna be in Chicago, because no one lives there.
Well, maybe someone lives, you know, 5 miles out. Maybe 15 miles out. They work a farm, south of Chicago. JP, they're coming into the city.
If you're a farmer who lives near but not in Chicago, and you're watching roleplay right now, definitely go say hello to DJ Wheat. He would like to talk to you about farm equipment.
And live streaming.
If you're going to be there, I'd love to see some friendly faces.
Wait, Crindor lives there? Is Crindor from Chicago?
See, bitches, and he's a farmer, so fuck all y'all. Booyah, Criterion.
He's a wild farmer.
Yeah, see? Exactly. Thank you.
Crindor is fucking crazy. I'm just letting you guys know.
That football. Fucking ran it all
Steven,
the way
you're going to have a rough time. I think I might have fucked you over when getting him to play R&D.
Oh, we'll see.
Have you been reading the R&D's chat the past?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Every day it's literally like, well, wonder what weird shit Crindor's going to post in here today.
Yep. It's like roulette. It's R&D roulette.
Yeah, we brought it up yesterday on the co-optional. Yesterday's topic was that he was linking us YouTube articles where Satanists were melting babies and making candles out of them. And this was in a YouTube video. Yeah.
Well, we had all that, like, we had that long talk about ASMR.
Yeah, and then we had a lot.
Honestly,
yeah.
I'd rather have a big ass candle than a baby. So
yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
I mean, do they, like, take away? If this actually happened, I'm not entirely comfortable making jokes about it.
I think that's when it's that bad, you just have to. Like, that's how.
Yeah.
You,
I mean, yeah,
you do gotta go there. Something like that.
No, it's going to be crazy and entertaining. But you guys are kind of already crazy and entertaining.
Hey, why don't you do some constructive and bring Dark Heresy back, Steven, you son of a bitch?
Oh, damn it.
I was just like, that's, yeah, yeah,
because it's Steven's fault.
It's all Steven's fault. It's all Steven's fault.
Blame Steven.
Blame Steven. Hashtag blame Steven. Sorry, some annoying person is constantly texting me who wants to get unbanned from the chat. Jeff.
What?
Last but not least.
Texting you?
Yes. Anything else?
Yeah.
I guess what have you been up to? Not anything else.
Yeah.
I'm throwing off. My game's off. The text scrambled my brain. What are you doing?
Same old for me. Playing a lot of Warhammer. My new army is getting worked on right now. It's the Skitarii, which I'm really excited about.
Jeff. Are you getting like any special like color scheme? Are you going like standard Mechanicus colors?
Great question, Steven. A lot of people were they like my yellow striking nids. You know, very different that way. But with the Adeptus Mechanicus, I was just like, nah, give me the original Mars colors. And they're like, really? You don't want anything different? I was like, nah, I want the Mars ones.
The Samara's colors are fan-fucking-tastic.
I love it. I think they look amazing. So I'm really excited about it. You're going to see some giant robots. Great fluff. And it's my first other army, and I've been playing this game for 17 years. So it's kind of weird new territory for me. Other than that, just been playing a lot of StarCraft, a lot of CSGO. And
Have you ranked up in CSGO?
Yeah, I'm MG1. I've been MG2 before, and then I immediately D-rank. And I'm finding that I'm finally at the level where you can't just solo queue and play anymore. Like, if you don't have three or four people that you're playing with and it's not school hours, you're going to get fucked on. We were playing these guys yesterday. It was such a... Because in StarCraft, when you hit a hacker, you can still have a chance. Like, it's usually... It's like it's garbage and it's tough. Or you lose and whatever. But in a competitive match, we were up, like, 11-5, like, not even that much. And the guy goes, well, since you guys are fucking hackers, and I'm streaming, by the way, he goes, I'm going to flip on. So he just turns on his aim bot that just auto headshots whatever gun he has, just any direction, everywhere, all the time. And they were just like, LOL, you mad, hashtag get fucked, like, you guys are horrible. Their whole team's garbage, but there's just one guy just like, just headshots everywhere, and you can't get him. It's not possible to beat him. You can't, and you're stuck in this. So eventually, after like 10 rounds of us just getting donked by this kid who thinks we were hacking, so he turns on his hack. You know, we've got like my friend over here setting himself on fire. This guy like just fucking left the game immediately. And I looked up and I was like, this is a fucking terrible game sometimes. Like, CSGO is the worst game ever made sometimes.
Yeah.
Because if I leave, it's a 30-minute ban or like a day ban, you know? I can't leave. I'm stuck in that shit.
It's still fucking mind-blowing that after all these years, this is still a problem.
Yeah, that you can still hack.
And we were like, why are you doing this? Like, you will get banned. And they literally reversed the results. It is actually just carving out 30 minutes of my life and throwing it onto the fire. And he's like, Lowell, virgin nerd, I've got a workaround. And I'm like, oh, it's just so it was. And sometimes you get subjected to that. It's just
can we just take a few moments of silence for Jeff's 30 minutes of life?
Yeah, please. By the way, you'll like this. I've been playing with Slasher.
That was enough.
Playing CSGO with Slasher. Yeah. That guy is a hilarious. He's just a natural good FPS player, so he's pretty good. But he has the most chill, calm demeanor all the time, and he feeds. He's like a bottom-sucking fish. Like, he eats the detritus of bad manner, so people will be like...
Nice.
They'll be like, yo, Slasher, get the fucking bee, you horrible, horrible human. And it'll be like, I'm on my way. Cool your tits. And they're like, no, yeah. You shut the fuck up. Like, I hate you. You're horrible. Yes. And he's just like, I'm on my way, dude. Just stop, okay? And the guy's like, yeah. Don't fucking tell me to stop. Mute it, bitch. And he's just like, nothing unnerves him. He's just, and then he shows up and does his job. But I'm laughing my ass off because I join in trying to, like, get a rise out of Slash. But you can't. He's just totally.
No, I didn't know you were playing him. He talked a lot of shit at PAX East to me, Wheat, and Scoots about how he's
better.
He
loves talking shit. He talks shit,
and he does it all wrong. Like, right? He talks shit to his closest friends instead of going like, hey, we should totally play sometime.
Yeah, because now I've never played with him because he talks shit.
Fuck you up, motherfucker. Like, what? Yeah. Why'd you come out?
He like tries to start a rivalry before we even play, and I'm just like, well, I don't want to play with this guy. Well,
you probably it's all bark. Yeah. It's all bark because he's totally great to play with. He just does his job, and he doesn't make fun of you at all. It's fine.
I know. It is. It's just
we'll have to play. I definitely next. When do you play? Like, I don't even know when you play anymore, Jeff. Every time I watch your stream, it's StarCraft recently.
It's like nighttime. I can play anytime. You just message me, we'll play. I love it. I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I enjoy playing with my friends. Like I said. Sometimes I'm like, I'll come over, I'll be like, oh, I've got my morning, you know, just waking up. Let's just play a game of CSGO. Okay, this guy's name is the N-word combined with every genitalia part. Okay, what a strat, you know, and I'm like, I'm going B, and they're like, fuck you, fuck it. And you're like, well, that's awfully mean of you. And then they just headshot you, and you're like, I'm stuck in this game. And they're like, lol, AFK, and it's 3v5, and you just are in it. For an hour, and you're just like,
these are the guys, like, they're so mad they had to go to school or go to work, so they just like fired up a game, fucked around, the bus came, they're like, ah, idiot.
And I can't help it, I'm like, I don't like get mad, but I'm like, guys, why are you doing this? Like, just play, it'll go over faster. And they're like, lol, you mad asshole, fuck. They're like, he's mad, they're jumping up and down in the game, like shooting in the air and shit. And I'm just like,
how is it that the internet is populated by asshole Oompa-Loompas? Like, how did that happen to us? How did we get
It's
here?
Amazing. And the best is when they are actually 9 years old, like, and they're I've had that too, where like they're actually kind of good, but they're shot calling from bottom frag. They're like, "Go B, go B," and I'm like, "No, they're over here at A. I see bomb." And he's like, "There's three at B, stupid asshole!" And you're like, "But the bomb's over here. Isn't this an objective game?" And he goes, "Fuck you, you're 4 and 6," and I'm like, "You're 1 and 8. What are you talking about?" He's like, "I'm not even trying. My ping set to max. Fuck off!" And I'm like, "Oh." Like, and that's what I do half the day. Like,
oh my god!
I tried playing on a day stream, and that was my exact experience. Like, the kids got out of school right when I start the stream, and for the next 4 hours, we'll continue as the country has different time zones to get out of school. You just have a terrible experience. It's not fun.
Yep.
Can I tell you that one? You know, you're just like reminding me, and it hasn't happened in a while. But for a while, Mini Wheat was playing a ton of Team Fortress, you know, and like every once in a while, most of the time he played with totally awesome people. But every once in a while, he'd come across the guys, and they'd be like, you know, like, how old are you? Like 12, and you know, you should piece of say, you know, Xbox Live bullshit brought over to Team Fortress. And there was one time where like I could hear Mini Wheat, and he yells like, no, I'm 7 and I'm not a girl, or something like that, you know. And and I'm just like, I look over, I'm like, well, he's got to learn, you know, like, so I'm like, I'll like keep an open ear, we'll keep one earphone open and I'll wait a little bit, and I hear something. He's like, no, I told you I am 7 years. I was born in 2005. And I finally go over and I'm like muted. Mitty, what do you say? It's like, he was saying bad words, and he is calling me a girl, and a 6-year-old girl that plays TF2. And I just pick it up. I'm like, yo, kid, what'd you say? And all of a sudden, it's just like silence. Absolute silence. But
do you use the dad voice?
No, I'm just like, yo, what'd you say to my kid?
Nice.
They just
got him.
I can make the internet hate you.
Yeah.
There you go.
The other experience too, one last thing before we start. In CSGO, and this is a classic I'm finding, it's Valve, really. But it's the Brazilians, the Peruvians, or the Russians, which are like this infestation that occurs. And I've always heard the legend but never had it.
Yeah.
Until I got a team of guys and their names are just like banana slip and like orange feet red, and the other guy's name is like rhinoceros butt, you know, and you're just like, oh, that's and then you start the game, you're like, how you guys doing? No response. You're like, okay, whatever, it's the internet, that happens. You're like, all right, I'll go B. And then you're like, pollution of the fish. And you're like,
yeah,
what did you say? And then there's like nothing. Their characters will look at you too, and that's the funniest, like just dead same stare. They look at you, and then they got their gun and their knife coming out, the gun and their knife, and you're like, I'm at B, I guess. And the whole game, they just don't give a fuck. And then they'll yell at you sometimes and say, my friend and penis. That was my friend and penis is all they could say. They'd be like, get the op, my friend. Penis him later. And I'm like, I don't. It was weird.
There you go. I think that's it for the show. We'll see you next week. Like, do you have anything else to say?
Welcome.
Where did we last leave us? Off. That's the word I want, Adam.
We were getting wrecked is where we left off.
You guys were.
I owe Jeff a roll.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we came dangerously close to getting wrecked, but we didn't actually get wrecked.
Yeah, some NPCs got crushed into a tiny sphere, but yes, none of you were wrecked. Things of note. Yeah, so you're at the Nika Starlight concert with the intent to flush out the bounty hunter who's after your current sort of employer, Lord Lara McCrary. So this guy, Constantine, he's showed up there in the like VIP box. There was some brief gunplay. Mr. Sicarian erupted black tendrils of terror into him, which bought Piani some time to get Lord McCrary the fuck out of there. Some security guys got hit with the weird singularity gun. And as we were ending, Constantine had made a break for the window and jumped out and landed in the crowd and had disappeared into the crowd. But, Jeff, you asked me if there were attacks of opportunity, and I said no, but there are. So you get a free shot on this guy. As he's leaving, you get to take a swing at him. So,
okay.
Why don't you do that for me? His armor class is 2.
2?
Yeah.
And I'm normally, I think, +4 for close combat.
Yep. You should Monoblade. Be...
Monoblade itself is 2, I think, and then my dexterity is 1, and then I have close combat, or I have, I don't know. We have to walk through this every time, at least with me. I apologize. Okay.
No, it's fine. So you have combat primitive weapons.
Yeah.
And that's at 1, I think.
0, I think.
Okay, so there's no penalty. You have your base attack bonus. I have it written here. Your monoblade bonus is +2 to hit. So roll a d20, add 4.
All right.
You got it.
So as Constantine is fleeing from you, you
no!
flash out. And yeah, just barely miss cutting him with your monoblade, and then the rest of it happens. So he takes the shot at the window, jumps out, and just before he lands, activates his, like, whatever landing device. And then, Prosper, you chase him up to the window to try and get a shot at him.
Pop, pop! And I think I took that shot, and I failed.
Yeah. You took the shot, and then you guys, he disappeared into the crowd. So there was the perception roll to find him... right from the beginning, like as he disappeared in the crowd, but you can go down, like run down and find him or whatever. Higgs, you're on the ship,
drunk,
and I think you get drunk off your ass. Higgs, you're there. Wu and the rest of the crew is at the concert, but I think Prosper, you radioed right, and we're like, he's on his way back to the ship.
Yeah, I told Higgs that what his name is, Constantine?
Yeah, Constantine Fang.
Yeah, is headed to his ship likely, and that Higgs needs to get his ass over there. I think Higgs was like in a state of drunken stupor and not likely.
Well, I didn't
to
answer.
Cooperate.
I just clicked off and didn't answer you. Then that's yep. right where we ended.
Yeah.
Okay. Lord McCrary is with you, Piani, I guess. Or no, you're the closest one to her. She's down in the stairwell. You just came back up.
Didn't she get shot by Steven?
She did. You know, she definitely got ricocheted.
Yeah, she got accidentally tagged.
I think she was unconscious as a result of that ricochet.
So, I mean, we actually left through the staircase.
Mm-hmm.
I came back, right?
Yeah.
So are you saying we went back and got her, or
no? I'm saying everything. We'll just pick up right where we were. So she's still down there because you didn't bring her back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once the guy leaves, I immediately go turn back.
Okay. Once so I you want to go back to McCrary?
Run down and try to get her. Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Well, he just left out the window, right?
Yeah. He shot the window and then jumped out and landed in the crowd, which like spread. And at this point, I think that the concert is still happening. Like, there's chaos, and like the security for the concert has like been made aware, but they haven't had a chance to like shut things down yet. So it's still like pummeling noise. The huge crowd. It's very like dark, punctuated by bright flashes of light from the stage.
And like nobody's noticed our kerfluffle.
Shit. Well, I mean, if you think about it, like laser weapons are quiet, right? Like the breaking glass, no one would have heard that. There's like the weird like popping noise that the mass gun makes, and the lasers don't make any sound. So,
cool. I guess like seeing his escape and leaving the room, I would just instantly be like, well, shit. If we lose her at this concert, that's bad. So I would just turn tail and try to run after her down the staircase.
Okay, so you wanna stick to her?
Yeah.
Okay. Prosper.
To try to bring her back.
You want to bring her back up? You don't want to, like, go out and get her away from here?
Well, I don't want to do it alone.
Sure. Okay, so you haven't left yet. So, Mr. Sicarian and Prosper, what are you two doing?
I kind of peer down the window, trying to see if I saw where he landed. We checked. I don't. So I kind of sheath my monoblade and then check on Prosper and say, there is ever a chance of us getting him, and we know where his ship is. This is it.
I agree. Should we pursue to his ship?
Yes.
Let's go.
So let's cut over to Higgs. So Higgs, you're still on the Swan Song. What are you doing?
Well, when I get that, was it a text or did you actually call me?
I think I calmed you. Yeah.
Okay. After
I just like flagged on the channel, yelled into it, and then yeah, you hung up.
And what you told me that he was going back to his ship.
Yeah, because we know where his ship is, right? It's like near ours.
Yeah,
it's in the same. I mean, there's only one docking like facility in in the port. So
yeah,
okay.
Because I remember like, I told Higgs to like go sneak onto his ship earlier, and he was just like, "Fuck you, Prosper."
I believe there was some talk of a dwarf or something on the ship.
Yeah, he's got a dwarf midget protecting his ship.
Yeah, yes, that's true. Okay, well, I would say, like, right when Prosper sends me that, I would text or comms or send the message to the security, the dock security.
Yeah.
And also alert, like, all of the local authorities that this is the guy's ship that just caused whatever at the Nika Starlight concert. And if you want to, like, apprehend the criminal, go over there or go to the ship.
Sure.
And then I don't physically do anything. I just sit there.
Just call the popo on them and hope they deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I comms back to Prosper and I just type in like called cops. They'll deal with them. See you soon.
I shout back. I say, Monsieur Higgins, we need to interrogate him as to the whereabouts of Lord McCrary. We need him intact.
So that's just the message that I read in your voice. I just respond like, oh, period.
this, of course, means war.
Yeah. And then I just hang up or stop comments.
Okay.
And then I just hang out.
peace.
All right, Sicarian and Prosper back at the thing. So Piani is like looking at you expectantly, like, "Hey, let's go get our friend. What do you want to do?"
I'm like, "Piani, you need to handle Lady McCrary. We are in pursuit."
What do you want me to do with her? Do you want me to take her back to the ship?
No, that is not a good idea, because I think that the assassin is heading in that direction. You should get her back to her house and keep her safe. See if you can take her backstage and meet Nika Starlight. God damn it, go!
All right,
I'm just looking around for like land speeders or whatever, like, you know.
You're still in the room, so.
I'm running. I'm leaving the room.
So you're gonna leave? Okay, you're gonna take the elevator, or you're gonna take one of the stairways?
A stairway. I don't want to wait for that elevator. I don't care if it's faster. I don't want to wait.
All right.
That's the problem.
All right. So you run into the stairway and start heading down to the main landing. Are you going with him, Sicarian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enter the stairway, I look carefully up and then carefully down to make sure there are no guns pointed at my head.
Okay. You're standing on a landmine.
Shit.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Merde.
So as you guys go to leave, like in a big hurry, Wu is like, guys? And like puts hands up, like, what do I do? Like, should I come with you or?
Keep dancing.
So, okay. You want him to stay here?
I'm not in the room, right?
Yeah, you are. This is the moment where everybody runs off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're all about to break.
Fucking Woo, come with me.
Okay, so he like looks over his shoulder at the concert and then back at you. He's like, okay. And he like charges off after you. Alright, so the two of you get down to where McCrary is still in the stairwell. She's conscious. She's like hurt, but not like bleeding or anything. And she looks up as you come down, and she seems kind of like spacey. And she's like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Lady McCrary, by the way, she's like, she's got an. I mean, we've got backstage passes, right?
Yep. Yeah, you all have your passes on.
All right. Well, darling, you got hurt pretty bad. Well, maybe not that bad. You're going to be okay, but we're going to go backstage. I'm sure they've got some medical attention that someone can give to you. But more importantly, they've got security, and we just got to make sure you're safe. I'm going to take Wu. Wu will go with us. Let's go.
Okay. So you and Wu lead her backstage. So there's basically like hallways that run around the outside of the Colosseum. So you guys are, you know, in the stands. You make your way down to the walkway, and then you can go around the back to where the stage is. So while you're doing that, Prosper and Sicarian, you two come down out into the main area. There's like a concession, like a big merch booth. There's like big advertising holograms everywhere. And a crowd of people that are still kind of in chaos, like the people that know that something dangerous happened and like glass was like falling on them, is trying to like, they're trying to get out, but there's people coming back from the concession trying to get in. So there's this kind of like crush of people trying to go in both directions at once. And of course you can hear the noise like pounding from the stage of the backing track. And again, it's like this high contrast environment with all these like lasers and holograms and shit. So, what do you guys want to do? You come out into the crowd, and it's just like
so. Noise. Like, we're just gonna be like stuck in this really slow molasses line trying to get out, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not even a line. It's just like a crush of people all trying to go in different directions. Yeah.
Monsieur Sicarian, do you have any flashbangs?
He just raises his eyebrow at you.
Prosper doesn't have time for this bullshit. He brings out his laser rifle, aims it at the ceiling, just goes, and then he goes, "All right, everybody, listen up."
So here's the thing, like,
and that's when he gets shot.
If it was a machine gun, that would be super impressive. Like if you had an AK or whatever. But there's already so many lasers that nobody even notices. Like maybe the people standing next to you are like, "Ah, Jesus, he has a gun!" But anybody at any distance just sees more pyrotechnics going off and stuff.
God
and
you damn like, it! Let me look at my character sheet.
Burn the ceiling.
What do I have on me? I've got I've got a grapnel launcher. Yep. Yeah, I should just like grapnel my way, swing past this crowd. Shit. Monsieur Sakarians, that's the only idea I had.
How long has it been, Adam, since Prosper contacted me in game?
Like 5 minutes.
Maybe. Okay.
Go ahead.
Sir. No, go ahead, and then I'll make.
Well, just to answer Prosper's thing, I just start pushing through people. Like, I'm not like shoving them to the ground, but you know, pretty forcibly pushing past them.
Okay, and you're trying to just get out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can you make a check of some kind? Let me take a look here. Make an athletics check.
Yeah. I don't have anything athletics. Is that 2d6?
2d6 minus 1.
Does strength apply?
Yeah, he doesn't have a strength bonus. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think you can get yourself out, no problem, Mr. Securian, but there's a point where you and Prosper get separated. So you push through the crowd, get a little bit turned around, but then get out into the like, where the turnstiles are and stuff, where it's a little clearer, you can, like, the air quality changes immediately. It's way less humid and less noisy because you pass through the you know, the opening doors. And you turn around to look, and Prosper's not there. Prosper, meanwhile, you're trying to follow Mr. Sakarian, but you get, like, jostled to one side. You end up across, like, Sakarian cuts across to the doors, but you end up kind of over here, and you're, like, in front of the like, big concession stand. There are a bunch of people, like, on their comms, like, on their phones, being like, something's going on at the concert, and, like, I don't know what to do. And, like, because it's a concert, they're yelling into their phones, and they're all trying to yell over each other. Yeah. You just find yourself, like, shoved out into this little open space.
Oh, my God. Prosper just sort of like stands and groans. My character sheet is a little bit off somehow. That's really weird. Yes.
What are you looking for?
Like, it's compressed in some strange way, and I don't understand how or why.
Okay.
Yeah, I've opened it in a new... Nope, that didn't work. Okay. Jesus, I just, like, I look back towards the exit. What do I see? Like, what's my path to the exit, the easiest path?
There's this the crowd of people, like, pushing out of the exit. There's the main exit. Do you want to make a tactics roll?
Yeah.
Try to find your way out of here.
Oh my God, I am not good at tactics right now.
Nice.
Okay, so you know you're like looking around, you're trying to find your way out, and you start to panic a little bit because you're like, fuck, I can't get out of here, and I lost Mr. Scary and stuff. And you turn around,
yeah,
and you're looking right down the barrel of that mass pistol. It's like pointing in your face. Constantine's like got it right in your face, and he's like, hands up. And everybody else is like, oh shit, and like starts to like get away.
Yeah.
Before you do anything crazy, he's literally got it pointed at your face.
No, you are making a very courteous
Adam, it's fine. He's been here before. Let's roll for initiative. He's
where
go
are
ahead.
The stairs located
in relation
to Prosper's
me,
character?
Like,
is this the stair creating gun? Yes. Like, what are we dealing with here?
Oh, wow. That'd be horrifying.
Yeah. It just creates stairs.
It hits you in the head and then creates stairs behind you.
Well, like, to be fair, the gun does make you fall, but it makes all of you fall inward to one another.
Yeah. Okay. So. Can I somehow surreptitiously open a channel to Pi?
We've never really established like what the comms gear is like. What kind of communication equipment is it? Is it just a compad?
I mean, I assumed it was like an earpiece.
What does it say? What does it say on your character sheet?
We have a comm server that I purchased that through our.
And if he had it with him, he could maybe hit this guy over the head with it. But What I just need to know what kind of like handheld communicator, because if it's a, you'll have to make a dexterity check basically if it's a, just a combat.
It doesn't actually say that I have it on my character sheet, Adam.
Well, you don't even have it then. Good job.
Whoa.
You don't have a compad?
That would be way too hard to retcon. Okay, so it's just a regular compad then. You can, if you want to, make like a stealth check to surreptitiously, like flick on the...
I'll do that. You know, I'm trying to disguise this as a part of my motion to put my hands up.
Yeah.
What's my dex? Where is this stuff? I don't know what is going on. do I have stealth?
Let Prosper, you don't. You don't have stealth. So it's going to be a.
It's true. It's just plus
2D, zero. 2d6 at zero. Yeah, because you have a plus one to your.
Okay. So. All right. You know, seven. I'm a little. Okay. I'm a little bit smooth. I probably like disguise it by like putting my hand through my hair. I'm like.
Okay. All right. And your intent was to open it to Pi?
Yeah, I just like opening comms.
Okay. So you can open the comms, but as long as you're in here, the noise is going to make it very difficult for anyone on the other end to understand you.
Yeah. Okay. So like I shout, I say, "All right, Monsieur Feng, you've got me."
Who do you open this comm up to?
Pi.
Okay. All right. So, Higgs, you can hear this conversation. Pi just pipes it through on the ship.
Okay. So I just heard... What were the exact words you just said, Prosper?
I said, "Okay, Monsieur Feng, you have got me."
I stand up, and all the debris that is on top of me for whatever reason just kind of, like, falls to the ground. And I'm just, like, staring up. I just wait for the next thing to be said.
Okay. So he, he's like, he gestures for you to, like, turn around.
Okay, I turn around.
Okay, so he puts the gun in the, like, small of your back, and he's like, "All right, walk." We're leaving. And he likes just pushing you.
Please, that tickles.
Do I hear everything that's just said?
Yeah, you hear like, most of what he said. You can hear Prosper perfectly, but the other guy, it's hard to make
out. So do I hear him say, "We're leaving"?
Yeah, I think you catch that part.
Okay. The second I hear that, I'm just like, "Pat, can you please put a tracking to find out where this is coming from?" And I start like putting on my jeans, my shirt, getting ready to go.
Okay. All right. So, Prosper, you follow the orders that you're being given?
Yep. Okay. I comply.
All right. So you get
sassily.
Yeah. Grudgingly.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get led out, and we'll go over to Sicarian and to Piani and deal with that. So Piani, yeah, you can put your arms down. But when we come back, they better get back up.
Yep, that's the rule.
Piani, you and Wu are with McCrary. You're approaching the like VIP like backstage thing. And at this point the concert looks like it's basically over. Like there's still noise, but it's dropped. It's not like you can't hear the like bass like shaking the walls anymore. Now it's just like a repeating message, and the low pass on it is so low, like you're through several concrete walls, that all you can hear is someone's voice repeating a message. It's probably like a, "Everybody get the fuck out, like the concert's over, you know, move towards the nearest exit in an orderly fashion." There are people coming and going in these hallways, but mostly they're going, so you can kind of like press to the wall and move towards backstage.
Yeah, it's kind of like grab the lady and have Wu on the tail end and kind of just make sure I'm in contact with them as we're going against the
stream. All right. Okay, so you get to the back hallway that's like VIP access only. There's a security guard there. He's wearing like a bulletproof vest and he's got like a headset on and he's talking to somebody. When you walk up, he doesn't really notice you. Because he's embroiled in this conversation.
Then I just go in like I belong there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
With my... make a stealth check for me.
Great. Okay. Well, at least I have zero.
Nice.
Well, bam.
Okay, so you managed to sneak the three of you past this guy. Yeah, he's in the middle of this, like, loud conversation, not doing his job very well. Looks the other way as you sneak past. Like, maybe he glances at you, but he sees the badges and is just like, fuck it, never mind. I don't care. And you get into the back and basically walk right into, like, as soon as you come through the door, you walk right into three people that are having a debate. They're having a vigorous debate about what to do. So there's a security, like a bodyguard looking dude. Like, kind of looks like the guy that you just walked past, similar outfit, looks like he works for the venue. There's a guy in like a like bright, like gold lame, like suit. And he looks very nervous. He's like really sweaty and like, and he's holding the wrist of a girl who looks to be like in her early teens, very brightly colored outfit, pink hair. And he keeps saying like, Nika, we have to go. This is like, it's not safe here. And she's saying, as you come in, she's like, but my fans. And she turns and she sees you and you hear a high pitched squeaking noise come from Connor when he realizes what's happening. And yeah, like, and let's cut to break there and we'll come back with Nika and her agent after that.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be right back, cool. Guys. First hour is up. Still got three to go. See you guys in just a bit. More roleplay coming up right after this.